And now, the life of Mary Southern. A young widow, charming, attractive, but penniless and alone in a strange city. Alone because some deep-rooted instinct tells her she must go forward to meet a new life in new surroundings. Feeling, too, that her children are her responsibility and that she must provide a home for them through her own efforts. This is Mary Southern, a woman of real courage. Because of her desire to help herself, she has made new friends in the city of Craig's Falls who are anxious to help her. While Dr. John Benson of Sanders is urging Mary to abandon her search for a job and marry him, her new friends, David and Father Brady, are planning more constructive help. Yesterday, they discussed the possibility of caring for Mary's children at the nursery of the neighborhood house till Mary succeeded in finding a job. It is late afternoon of the following day. David hurries down the hall of the neighborhood house and knocks on the door of Father Brady's office.
Come in.
Hello, Father. Say, I just found your message at the boarding house.
Hello there, David. Where's Mary?
Oh, she's not home yet. I left word for her to meet me here. Father, did you talk to Reverend Chalmers and Rabbi Nathan about Mary?
Yes, we had a long talk last night.
Yes?
As you know, the nursery is badly overcrowded.
Yes, yes, I know.
But Dr. Chalmers and Rabbi Nathan feel as I do, that we won't turn away any man, woman, or child who's in need of help. I told them Mary's story. Told them I believe it will mean her salvation, having her children near her while she's struggling to find herself.
Yes, and what did they say, Father?
They said we'd have to make room for Mary's children.
Oh, gee, this is the best news I've had in years. Can we bring the twins here right away, tomorrow?
I don't see why not. The two beds we need will be here in the morning.
Father, did you have to buy beds for Mary's children?
Our financial situation isn't sound enough to buy anything. The Reverend Chalmers is donating a bed from his attic. Rabbi Nathan is contributing a bed from his guest room, and I'm supplying a mattress.
You know, when I see men like you getting together and spending your last pennies and all your time helping other people, I feel so useless, so unnecessary.
Nonsense. You've been doing your share of helping other people lately.
Oh, I haven't done anything but come to you for help from Mary. But I am going to help you with the boys' club, Father, if you'll let me.
Well, we need all the help we can get, David.
Good.
We have great plans for this neighborhood house. We want it to be a real community center for everyone in the city, of every race and creed. But let's take one thing at a time. Mary is our immediate problem.
Yes, I hope she gets here soon. I can't wait till she hears the good news.
Now, don't forget there's someone else who must be consulted before we bring Mary's children to Craig's Falls.
Dr. Benson?
Yes. He's Mary's physician and also a friend. We must talk to him before we can consider the matter settled.
You mean we can't tell Mary today, Father? You want to wait until we talk to Benson?
It might be wiser. I'd hate to raise our hopes and then have something go wrong.
But what could go wrong now, Father? Dr. Benson can't possibly object when we tell him the children will be well taken care of.
No, I don't see how he could refuse to send the children here now that we know we have two extra beds for the nursery.
Well, then can't we tell her now? It'll make all the difference in the world to... Well, there's Mary now. Is it all right to tell her, Father?
Yes, I think it's all right, David.
Good.
Come in.
Did you want to see me, Father Brady?
Yes, Mary. Please come in.
Oh, hello, David.
Hello, Mary.
Mrs. McPherson told me you'd be here.
Oh, yes. Say, here, you'd better sit down. You're all in.
Yes. I'm even more tired than I was last night. I don't believe I ever appreciated a comfortable chair before.
Don't you think you should take this job hunting a little more easily at first, Mary?
Oh, no, Father. I'll get used to it in time. And I must make every minute count.
Say, did you have any luck today, Mary?
No, David, no luck. But I had an amusing experience.
Yes.
I answered an ad in the paper for a general houseworker.
Houseworker?
Yes. And the lady of the house told me she never trusted young, pretty servants. She said they always flirted with her husband and stole her clothes and jewels.
No, that's not my idea of comedy. You should have slapped her face.
No, she slammed the door in my face before I had any chance.
Mary, do you think you're strong enough to do general housework?
Oh, yes, Father. I know I'll find strength to do anything I have to support my children and to have them with me.
A strength born of courage. David, don't you think it's time we told Mary our news?
I've had a hard time not mentioning it before.
Yes, Father Brady. Not bad news.
No, indeed. David and I have an idea you'll find it very good news.
It's been so long since I've heard good news. Well, what is it?
You tell her, David. It was your idea.
Well, my idea? Sir, I couldn't have done anything about it without your help.
Well, won't you please tell me what it is, David?
Mary, I wanted to tell you yesterday, but the nursery was so crowded and I didn't want you to be disappointed.
The nursery?
But it's all settled now, Mary. Father Brady has arranged to get two extra beds for the nursery, and that means your children can come here to Craig's Falls and be taken care of until you find a job.
My children here?
Yes, Mary. If you'll trust us to look after them.
If I trust you. Do you really mean? Do you mean that my babies can come to Craig's Falls soon?
Our two new beds will be moved in tomorrow at the latest. So I see no reason why your children shouldn't come tomorrow, too.
Tomorrow? Tomorrow? Well, I can't believe it. Oh, I don't know how to thank you. You and David have been so good to me. I don't deserve it.
No, you deserve everything we can do for you.
No, David, I don't. But I'm so happy. You don't know what it means to know that Susan and Jimmy will be near me. To be able to see them every day.
We know what it means to a mother to have her children with a man.
I'm ashamed. I was so discouraged today that I was feeling sorry for myself.
It's only natural for you to be discouraged at times, Mary. That's why David thought you should have your children here while you're looking for a job.
I don't see how I can ever thank you when you say that.
Come in.
Father Brady. Excuse me, please.
Giuseppe, come in. I'd like you to meet some friends of mine. This is Mary Southern and Mr. David Drake. This is Giuseppe Antonelli.
Please, please.
How do you do?
How do you do? Excuse me, please, Father, but I got a trouble, plenty of trouble. I come back some other time.
Oh, no, Giuseppe, please don't go away. I'll go.
Oh, sure. It's time we were leaving anyway.
Do you want to talk with me privately, Giuseppe?
No, I talk right enough, Father. This ain't a private trouble. All the neighbors know. They hear my little babies crying all day long. And they say, go to Father Brady. My Rosa told me the same thing before they take her away in ambulance.
Ambulance? Is your wife sick, Giuseppe?
Oh, sure. Rose is a plenty sick, Father. First, I see her cook dinner, just like always. And then she fall down on the floor, and the doctor, he sent her to hospital. That was 3 days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Giuseppe. I'll go see her tonight.
Then they say they keep her in hospital a long time, Father. Rosa, she told me I gotta bring my babies here to you.
Oh, your babies. Well, isn't there anyone to take care of them while your wife's in the hospital, Giuseppe?
No, lady. I give them a food early before I go to work. And I guess I not feed them like Rosa do because they cry all day and they're not smiling no more. So I bring them here like Rosa's safe, Father.
You brought them here? You mean you want us to take care of them in the nursery till Rosa's better?
Yes, Father. Rosa says she not get well if I don't bring the babies to you. You keep them, Father.
You say they're here now, you said?
Sure, lady. I bring them in a baby carriage. I leave in a hall till I come and speak with the Father.
We'll find room for them somehow, Giuseppe.
Oh, thanks, Father. I guess I better go now, eh?
Well, I'm coming in a minute, Giuseppe. I want to see your baby.
Oh, sure, lady, sure. I wait outside in the hall. My Rose is going to get well quick when I tell her, Father Brady, you and nurse will take care of the baby.
Father Brady, Giuseppe's babies must have these two extra beds you're moving into the nursery.
I'm so sorry about this, Mary.
Yes, but they were for your children, Mary.
David, Giuseppe needs help far more than I do. His wife lying ill in the hospital. And that great big clumsy man struggling to take care of two little babies. Why, my troubles and worries are nothing compared with his.
You're a fine, unselfish woman, Mary.
Oh, no, I'm afraid I've been terribly selfish, Father. Worrying and feeling sorry for myself because I'm separated from my children. From now on, I'm going to remember my blessings. My children are well cared for. I have good health. And two of the truest friends a woman could want. Why, I'm really the luckiest woman in the world. Now, please stop worrying about me, and let's go see what we can do for Giuseppe's babies.
A gallant speech by a gallant lady. Giuseppe's unexpected need of help has dealt a crushing blow to Mary's hopes of reunion with her children. But she accepts it without whimpering. What strange twist of fate has caused the appearance at the neighborhood house of Giuseppe and his babies at this moment when Mary's hopes were so high? She has weathered this crushing disappointment with rare courage, but she's only human. Isn't it likely that she'll suffer a serious reaction when she's had time to realize that, but for Giuseppe, her own children might be in Craig's Falls tomorrow? Will Father Brady and David be able to make new plans to care for Mary's children? You won't want to miss tomorrow's dramatic chapter in the life of Mary Southern.